Talk Show is intended for a mature audience with a fully functional brain who intend to use it in a responsible manner. The views presented on this show are that of the host and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our sponsors. Various sponsors of the show are, in fact, supporting free speech, so deal with it. Always remember, you are not a mindless zombie, and you can change the dial.
Something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. It's seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't here.
All right. Good afternoon, Europe. Good morning, East Coast. Really good morning, West Coast. Last call, Beijing and Australia. My name is John. The web page is johnstokes.info. We are going into one of the holiday weeks, but Europe is burning down. I'm going to prove to you today that I am nothing but a huckster. I trade in fear because it sells. I make the big bucks from it. Let's hit that clip.
Co-president of the Europe of Freedom and Democracy, Nigel Farage, the floor is yours.
Well, here we are on the edge of a financial and social disaster. And in the room today, we have the four men who were supposed to be responsible. And yet we've listened to the dullest, most technocratic speeches I've ever heard. You are all in denial. By any objective measure, the euro is a failure. And who is actually responsible? I mean, who's in charge out of you lot? Well, of course, the answer is none of you, because none of you have been elected. None of you actually have any democratic legitimacy for the roles that you currently hold within this crisis. And into this vacuum, albeit reluctantly, has stepped Angela Merkel. And we are now living in a German-dominated Europe. Something that the European project was actually supposed to stop. Something that those that went before us actually paid a heavy price in blood to prevent. I don't want to live in a German-dominated Europe, and nor do the citizens of Europe. But you guys have played a role. Because when Mr. Papandreou got up and used the word referendum, or Mr. Wren, you described it as a breach of confidence, and your friends here got together like a pack of hyenas, rounded on Papandreou, had him removed and replaced by a puppet government. What an absolutely disgusting spectacle that was. And not satisfied with that, you decided that Berlusconi had to go. So he was removed and replaced by Mr. Monti, a former European commissioner, a fellow architect of this euro disaster, and a man who wasn't even a member of the parliament. It's getting like an Agatha Christie novel, where we're trying to sort of work out who's the next person that's going to be bumped off. The difference is we know who the villains are. You should all be held accountable for what you've done. You should all be fired. And I have to say, Mr. Van Rompuy, 18 months ago when we first met, I was wrong about you. I said you'd be the quiet assassin of nation-state democracy, but you're not anymore. You're rather noisy about it, aren't you? You, an unelected man, went to Italy and said, this is not the time for elections, but the time for actions. What in God's name gives you the right to say that to the Italian people?
Thank you. Then
that was a clip from Nigel, obviously an Englishman. Europe, the EU is gone. Italy just had an election. They threw their president out. Spain just had one this weekend. Greece had one about 3 weeks ago. They're not organized to do a bailout. And this bailout, recapitalization of the banks. Nobody's buying their bonds. You know what the bonds are for? The bonds that they're all trying to borrow, and I think Italy needs $800 billion, is to pay the interest to the banksters. It's not to rejuvenate their economy. It's to postpone default on the interest payments. And all the central banks bet on them. And not only did they bet on them, they took hedge bets out on them to the tunes of trillions of dollars. And all those hedge fund things. And guess who's backing them? The big seven banks in our country and others. Do you? It is. 7:05 Mountain Time. Do you know where your 401k is? Do you know where your IRA is? Do you know where your retirement program is? Do you know where your pension plan is? They do. And it's gone. I'm going to hit you with some hard stuff today. From the researchers I've done, it's nothing original from me. Like I said, I'm a huckster. I could talk about Obama all day long. And the Republican nominees and who's on Fox News. But I'm going to scare you. And if the truth scares you, then I'm doing my job. And I get paid the big bucks for this too, you know. The real big bucks. But this is a super depression, a super collapse. My little it, I'm going to have a fantastic guest tomorrow, Mike Harris, the second hour, Veterans Today. Insider, previous contractor, they say. But my little it says it's not going to be the big firecracker. Hope it ain't. I really hope. That's what I really want to be right on. I hope it's not. But hope's no strategy either. Hope is not a plan. My it tells me, how are we going to unify people to do what they want? Well, we got all the tools in place called the Patriot Act. Yep, all the tools in place. And I know some other hosts just scream about coming martial law. Folks, it's here. It's here. If you're on the butt end of it, it's here. Now, my little it says the next 9/11 is economic. That will unite everybody. We've all lost our money. Please come up with a plan to save us. Please. The big fear of turmoil in the streets. Well, we got a little bit of that going on. Just these damn people are unarmed. And we do have a break coming up here in just about 2 seconds. So join us. Okay, hey, that's fine. I'll go right into it then. I'll go right into it. MF Global, as we've been paying attention to talk radio, wiped out Caliente and along with a whole bunch of more people. Not even the tip of the iceberg, my friends. Not even the tip of the iceberg. This is from Zero Hedge. The entire system has been utterly destroyed by the MF Global collapse. This is only the first casualty. Anyway, this BCM, this is a big, huge, huge commodity broker. Dear clients, industry colleagues, and friends of Barnhart Capital Management, this was dated November 17th. It is with great regret and unflinching moral certainty that I announce that BCM has ceased operations. After 6 years of operating as an independent introducing brokerage and 8 years of employment as a brokerage before that, I found myself this morning for the first time since I was 20 years old watching the futures and options markets open not as a participant, but as a mere spectator. The reason for my decision to pull the plug was excruciatingly simple. I could no longer tell my clients that their money and positions were safe in the futures and options market. Because they are not. And this just goes not just to my clients, but for every futures and options account in the United States, i.e. the commodities market, the food markets, the gold market, the silver markets. It's a sham. The entire system has been utterly destroyed by the MF Global collapse. Given this sad reality, I could not in good conscience take one more step as a commodity broker, soliciting trades that I knew were unsafe and holding funds that I knew were to be in jeopardy. The futures market are very highly leveraged and thus require an exceptional firm base upon which to function. That base was a sacrosanct segregation of customers' funds from clearing firm capital, with an additional emergency financial backing provided by the exchanges themselves. Up until a few weeks ago, that base existed and had worked flawlessly. Firms came and went, with some imploding in spectacular fashion. Whenever a firm failed happened, the customer funds were intact. And the exchanges would step in to backstop everything and keep customers' money 100% liquid, even as their clearing firm collapsed and was quickly replaced by another firm within the system. Everything changed just a few short weeks ago. A firm led by a crony of the Obama regime stole all of the non-margin cash held by customers of his firm. Let's not sugarcoat this or make this crime seem complex and abstract by drowning ourselves in $6 words and under ubo technical jargon. John Corzine stole the customer's cash at MF Global. Knowing Corzine, she writes, and knowing the abstract lawlessness and contempt of humanity of the Marxist Obama regime and its cronies, this is not really a surprise. What is a surprise was the reaction of the exchanges and regulators. Their reaction has been to take a bad situation and make it orders of magnitude worse. Specifically, they froze the customers out of their accounts while the markets continue to trade, as they're doing this morning. Specifically, refusing to even allow them to liquidate. This is unfathomable. The risk exposure precedent that has not been set is completely intolerable and has destroyed the entire industry paradigm. No informed person can continue to engage in these markets, and no moral person can continue to broker or facilitate customers' engagement in what is now a massive game of Russian roulette. This is a big-time commodities broker, folks. I've learned over the last week that MF Global is almost certainly the mere tip of this iceberg. There is a massive industry-wide exposure to European sovereign junk debt. While other firms may not be as heavily engaged as Corzine and MFG Leverage, it is now thought that MFG's leverage may have been in excess of 100 to 1. They are still suicidally leveraged and will likely stand massive, unmeetable collateral calls in the coming days and weeks as Europe inevitably collapses. I now suspect the reason that Chicago Mercantile Exchange did not immediately step in to backstop MFG expulsion was because they knew and know that if they backstop MFG, they'd be expected to backstop all other firms in the system. And when the failures begin to crusade, cascade, and they simply isn't that much money in the entire system. In short, the problem is a systematic problem, not merely isolated to one firm. Perhaps the most ominous dynamic that I've heard yet in regards to this mess is that the risk of potential clawback options. For those who do not know what actions, do not clawback is the purpose in which a bankruptcy trustee is legally permitted to re-seize assets that left a bankrupt entity in the time period immediately preceding the entity's collapse. So using the MF Global customers as an example, any funds that were withdrawn from MFG accounts in the run-up to the collapse, either because of suspicions the customer may have had the MFG form from, say, watching the company's bond yields rise sharply, or from purely organic day-to-day withdrawals, the bankruptcy trustee could initiate an action called clawback of those funds. As a hedge broker, this makes my blood run cold. Generally, as the markets move in favor of a hedge position and equity builds in a client's account, that excess equity is sent back to the customer, who then uses that equity to offset cash market transactions or pay down a revolving line of credit. Even the possibility that a customer could be penalized and additionally raped again via clawback action after already having their customer funds stolen is simply villainous. While there's been no open indication of clawback actions being initiated by MF Global Trustee yet, I've been told that is a possibility. And so, to the very unpleasant crux of the matter, the futures and option markets are no longer viable. It is my recommendation that all customers withdraw from all the markets as soon as possible so they have the best chance of protecting themselves and their equity. The system is no longer functioning with integrity and is suicidally risk-laden. The rule of law is non-existent, instead replaced with godless criminal political cronyism. Remember, derivatives contracts are not necessary in the commodities market. The cash commodity itself is the underlying reality. It's not dependent upon the futures or options. Many people seem to have gotten that backwards over the last decade. From Abel the animal husband up until the year 1964, there were no cattle future contracts at all and no option contracts until 84. Yet the cash cattle markets got along just fine. What was the price of gasoline in 84? There was no options on it. There's no speculations on it. Then they hedged their bets on the speculation and the bets on the bets. And all of these big giant investment houses and banks, the too big to fail ones, they're laying out there 10 miles wide, folks. The next unifying calamity in this country, not where we all get our little Chinese American, Chinese-made American flags and go, rah-rah, go get Sheikh Mohammed got Khalidiyah. He bombed nuclear. He bombed Israel. Israel bombed Iran. That may be a big head fake. But what is a reality is the ticking time bomb. The ticking time bomb. Now, we got the holidays. We got Black Friday. We got people camping out at Best Buy already. Wahoo. We got the going to have all the little babes on TV town. You're telling you how to cook the perfect turkey. Deep fry it. Deep fried macaroni and cheese. Where the sales are. How am I going to get my new upgraded BlackBerry? I got my 4G network. Life is good. Oh, look. The malls are full. People are traveling. The airlines are overbooking. Tick, 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 tick. I don't care how many people in that squawk box. All the markets in China and the East and Asia melted yesterday. Europe melted today. We're set to open at almost 150 down. Now, they'll stop it because we got the printing press and we got the plunge protection team. Oh, my God, we're going to the holidays. We're the safe haven here. You know, Germany ain't going to bail out Europe. And what's the EU going to do? Print? All this money Spain's defaulting. Defaulting to who? The bankers. The central banks that print money. The private families. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. And don't think they took any risk, folks. They did not take one risk at all. They conned all the other managers to buy the crap from them. Hey, look, we got some Italian bonds here. You want to buy them? It'll be good for your Costco pension fund. It'll be good for the IBEW. And guess what? The IBEW, now the lawsuits have already started. The lawsuits have already started. Man. So she continues on. Finally, I will not under any circumstances consider reforming and reopening BCM management or any other itineration of a brokerage business until Barack Obama's and this government of the United States has been sufficiently reformed and repopulated so as to engender my total and complete confidence in the government, its adherence to and enforcement of the rule of law. Now, there was a time when I ran my brokerage office, that real estate commercial brokerage office, and I saw the writing on the wall. And all my clients went, oh, come on, John, I want to buy something else, I said, no, not for me, you're not. I said, get out of this market right now. This is the top of the bubble. Get out, sell it for any price you can, get out. Some listened, some prospered. And you know what I told them to do? I said, get into the stock market. Now here, it cuts my nose off. That was my source of income. I was making 10 grand a month as a 30-year-old. This is back in the 80s. Pretty good living. And of course, bringing home about 50 bucks because I was buying crap myself and had payments and in real estate. But I told him to get in the stock market. You know what the stock market was then? 900. The Dow, I was, I guess. Then it hit 1,000. Man, it took forever to hit 1,000. And when it did, look where we are today. It peaked at 14.7. The last 10 years, it's been off 30%. What was I recommending to people 8-9 years ago? Get out of the stock market. It's going to crash. We had the tech bubble. I had friends that had 58 million bucks in the market. Talked to me a year later. I said, how you doing? Well, I'm down to 21. I said, why in the hell didn't you get out? Quit being so damn greedy. Then he got into real estate. Get out. Get out. And he lost another millions. So here are the experts saying, get the hell out of the market. And, you know, by all means, where is your IRA? Just because it's in your local bank does not mean it's safe. These people steal your money. Look at Clinte. He had six figures there, he says. They have no shame. They take your money. They rob it. They robbed me, gunpoint. Fear sells, doesn't it? Wish I could make a buck off this. Just the truth. We're going to the super depression of all times, and we're together. So let's enjoy it, and let's prepare. If you haven't, Because it's very comfortable knowing that you have prepared, isn't it?
Wahoo!
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back, and the opening bell's in 6 minutes and 42 seconds. Ooh, the drama. I follow the Asian markets and the European markets. I mean, I try and bring all this news to you guys so you can stay informed and make sufficient plans. Now, for the most part, we're blue-collar people. It's like, you know, hand-to-mouth, hand-to-mouth, old cars, older homes, you know, getting up there in years. You know, I look at the demographics. We have a lot of young people, but, you know, it's like a poll. I can't say, oh, my God, they're all over 50. Well, no, just that 55% are over 50, and the other 45% are under 50. That's the way it is. So I want to thank you for going to TalkStream Live and voting us up. We end up in the top 10 every day, the most underpaid, overworked program out here. The finances. My little it tells me, what would unite us? Oh, my God. And Congress could be blackmailed again. I caught a movie over the weekend on HBO. Yeah, I watch a movie once in a while. It's called Too Big to Fail. It starred William Hurt and some others. And it talked about October 28th, how these guys pulled this trillion-dollar scam off on us. And it wasn't just by blackmailing Congress. They were blackmailing each other. Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, B of A, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citibank. They're all blackmailing each other. And they knew they were next. And look what's happened since then. Bank of America absorbed Merrill Lynch. I think Barclays or somebody took Lehman. Bankrupted them out. Now they have all these derivatives, J.P. Morgan. 3 weeks ago reported they had liability of $79 trillion and $78 trillion, whatever it was, totaling $159 trillion in liabilities and hedge fund obligations they transferred to Merrill Lynch, the Merrill Lynch bankruptcy account. So now that is now backed up by the FDIC. FDIC don't have any money, or not that kind of money. And so the law that was written for the FDIC, in the event they can't cover their nut, we have to cover it. You and I. And this Congress can't even agree on $1.2 trillion in cuts over 10 years. Now, let's put this in perspective. Like, oh, my God, and all the hype this weekend from Fox and CNN and the talking heads. They're going to cut military $600 billion? Yeah, over 10 years. And in the last 10 years, we have not added a plane. We have not added a ship. We haven't increased troop forces. We built a few more bases. But military spending has increased 40%. 40%. And you're telling me you can't cut 5%? My God. Now, in the same 10-year period, the super committee was supposed to cut $1.2 trillion from. Even if they had done that, we're running deficits of $2.5 trillion. Run that out 10 years. That's $25 trillion more we have to borrow. And that's assuming they froze spending, and we know they sure as hell ain't going to do that. We're going to have to borrow another $25 trillion, and that's assuming we still got $2 trillion to kick in from our resources, and we probably will because of inflation. So the next 10 years, we're going to spend $50 trillion. Half of it's going to be borrowed. And they're saying, well, we can cut back spending maybe $1.2 trillion, 10%. That's going to be so draconian. The entitlements are going to have to be cut. Social Security and cost of living increases won't happen. Food stamps entitlement won't happen. Veterans benefits won't increase. But Congress will vote themselves a freaking raise every year. And bail out banksters and investment banks that pay, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and AIG, all private corporations. Oh, thanks for the bailout. We just gave our CEO a $50 million bonus. It's a pisser, isn't it? And they're talking about, oh my God, Moody's may downgrade us. Moody's may downgrade. So they'll make Wall Street have to pay from 0.5% to 0.75% or whatever. Oh, the cost of business, this is slow down growth. Corporations don't make the jobs in this country. It's you and I. It's the middle class. The mom and pops, the small businesses, they account for 80% of all jobs in this country. The creation of all new jobs. Maybe a little less than that because government's gotten so damn big. Corporations don't hire that much. And what do they do when they get some money? They go invest overseas. Where's Warren Buffett today? Fukushima. Bought one of the world's biggest machine shops. Well, guess what? It's radiated, Warren. And do you think they care? They don't care a bit. Now, second hour, I'm going to hit the radiation thing pretty hard and heavy. And that's the one between the financial collapse and the radiation. You and I are going to have a really good time through all this stuff as we watch our humanity around us suffer and die. Lose everything. Get some money ready. There's going to be some bargains out there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Dallas Arms Collectors Association Incorporated is holding another Gun and Knife Show following Thanksgiving on the weekend of the 26th through the 27th of November 2011. The Dallas Arms Collectors are again promising the single largest gun show in the state of Texas, where you can buy, sell, or trade various firearms, platforms, and knives and other shooting accessories. Admission costs are adults $10 single day pass or $15 for a 2-day pass. Children under the age of 12 receive free admission. Free admission is also included when applying for or renewing your NRA membership. The show is open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Parking is free with 24-hour security on site. For more information, please visit www.dallasarms.com or call 972-369-6062. And don't forget to visit us at the Republic Broadcasting Network booth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back, folks. We are back. Do you know that Congress only has a 9% approval rating? Out of all everybody in this country, a 9% approval rating. The porn industry has a 30% approval rating from Americans polled. Well, I mean, still 7% don't agree with it. I'm in that camp. But that tells you something. At least the porn industry is out in the open to what they're doing to us. Okay. Every stock on the Dow Jones is in the red today. They're off. Everybody's heading for the exit. Same as the Asian and Australian and Japanese markets yesterday and same as Europe today. Credit downgrade. We were just speaking about the credit downgrade. Moody's is going to downgrade us because they can't meet a budget deal. Doesn't affect your eye, does it? Well, you know, and these guys are whining, saying, well, this is going to increase borrowing costs on Wall Street. Just as we're trying to grow the economy. They got no qualms of taking your credit card and going from 6% to 30%. No qualms whatsoever about that. Just deal with it. And also, one of the things that made the housing bubble go underwise, they had all these people on these adjustable rate mortgages. Oh, we can get you in for 1% down. Read the fine print. We're going to hit you at 9% or 7% in about 5 years. Boom. Somebody who bought a McMansion that they couldn't afford, but they could afford it at 1% interest. So, oh, that's only $2,000 a month. I can handle that. Heck, that's a $1 million house. You're going, okay, 5 years, boom, that's $9,500 a month. Ah, I can't afford that. Exactly what happened. Now, the oil. The oil thing's for real. We're going to have Mike Harris on tomorrow. There's a whole bunch of people that speculate on oil going to $120 a barrel by the end of this month. Of course, maybe they hedged that and they're covered. But if that happens, you know, you're going to be paying another buck more at the pump. And usually for something like that to happen, it's going to have to be some sort of fear-mongering. You know, the dollar collapses, a shooting war, loss of confidence in the U.S. dollar, which is, should be universal by now. But isn't it nice that you can make your own food? And I'm not very good at it. If I had to rely on what I grew this year, I'd be in damn big trouble. But I learned a lot. The same thing, too. I've got a generator for a fallback. I've got an alcohol fuel still in the event things go sideways or I just can't afford $12 a gallon at the pump. I can make my own fuel. And if I have that ability, like I can produce an organic garden, I have way too much. Guess what? I sell it. The same thing with having a fuel still, so I can make 50, 60 gallons a day or even 150 gallons a day. You set it up right. And let's say I only sell it for $3 a gallon, and I'm into it for 50 cents a gallon. Do the math. I can make $750 a day being unemployed. And don't think I couldn't sell gasoline all day long for $3. Brent, are you there?
John.
Hey, Brent. This is the proprietor of Northwest Copperworks, folks, the manufacturer and distributor of the finest copper stills in the world. Even David Bloom, who is the absolute expert in alcohol fuel stills. Whenever people call him up to get a still, they say, call Brent.
Yes, they do, John. And you know what? Talking about all these dire financial situations that are going on worldwide, I've decided I want people to get this still in their hands. And I've decided I'm going to hold the cost, and I'm going to reduce the cost, actually, to $1,000 for the large still through the end of the year.
Wow.
$680 for the small still through the end of the year. I want people to get this in their hands. It's going to hurt us a little bit, but they need it.
You know, during the last, and there's no doubt any thinking person out there knows we're in a depression. We're going to get even worse into this depression. But look, taking a page from our grandparents' lifestyle, they lived through the depression. Times were hard. Just about everybody out there, or I'd say a great majority of them, had an alcohol fuel still. Some were called moonshiners, moonrunners. You can make drinking alcohol from this. You can't sell it, but you can make your own personal drinking alcohol out of this. You can make your own fuel out of this, and you can sell that.
Yes, that's correct, John. And you know, the government, actually, if you want to get involved, the government will reimburse you. I think it's 47 cents back for every gallon you make, too.
Right. I mean, if you make, say your tax liability is $6,000 and you make 12,000 gallons of this stuff, you're not going to pay any taxes. Plus, you got 12,000 gallons of fuel that cost you 50 cents a gallon.
Oh, that's true, John. That is very true.
I mean, if so I back away from this gig, well, I can't do it. I don't own the property. You do have to be a homeowner because you got to have somebody responsible. But that's only if you're going to commercially do it.
Yes, that's true, John. And in the back of the book that you receive free, it gives you an application if you so choose to fill it out. That is up to you, folks.
You know, there's some pretty world-famous herbalists up here, folks, in our neck of the woods, Tom Tracy, Swan Valley Herbs. And most of these tinctures, the herbal tinctures out there that you guys get in your health food stores, they have a pure alcohol base to them. You have to cut them, and you make your tinctures out of them, out of your herbs. Well, you can make these in mass and make your own tinctures, put up your own herbal concoctions for healing, and everything God left us here will heal us. But you got to get away from pharmaceuticals. So I know so many people, the women, the grandmothers, that are buying these stills so they can make their own pure alcohol. And it's more pure than Everclear. It's, what is it, 94% pure alcohol, Brent?
It's right around there, yes. And there's actually people that have bought this to distill vinegar.
That's a good idea. You certainly can distill water with it, too.
Yeah, well, the vinegar person is selling to a small pickle operation. So he's making money that way with it.
I never thought of that.
Yes, and distilled water.
Distilled apple cider?
Oh, yeah. You can distill apple cider. There's many uses for these things, folks.
Yeah.
And so I would greatly appreciate if you want one of these before the end of the year, give me a call at 406-837-3701.
It's a great Christmas present for yourself. I mean, it's literally, you'll have it for generations. There's nothing to wear out that I know of.
No.
And it'll be an heirloom. And golly, just talk about a good investment in yourself for having fun, for saving money, or for the what if day.
Yes, that's true, John.
Hey, Brent, thank you so much.
Okay, you have a great day, buddy.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Man, that, they're like me saying I'm going to hold the price of silver and gold all throughout the end of the year. Ha, my ass. Not unless you hedge it. All right, finishing up the financial stuff for this hour. This is the final straw. Now, let's connect the dots here. Oh, and by the way, the polar bear cam we have up there. Some of you may be noticing there's not quite as many polar bears because, as we said, they migrate there at Churchill, Manitoba, waiting for Hudson Bay to freeze. Well, the first wave is headed out on the ice. I saw a bunch of mamas and cubs yesterday and a couple of big old boys, but they're not near as populous as it was. So if you're inclined, you know, keep checking that thing back because they do wander in and out of the camera. But they are starting to do their winter migration out in the Hudson Bay, and there will be one hell of a lot less seals come springtime. The final straw. Jefferies, and six other banks sued for fraudulent MF Global bond issue. Uh-oh. It's all starting to happen. Now, when all these investors and companies start losing billions upon billions, they're going, hey, you lied to us. You committed fraud like MF Global. Pick the odd one out of the following seven banks while in the process pointing out they may have in common. Bank of America, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, and Jefferies Group Inc., JP Morgan, Chase, and Royal Bank of Scotland. As it happens, six of the seven are bank holding companies. That came about in 08, remember? And have access to the Fed's various emergency facilities. The seventh, Jefferies, which a few years ago boasted that is now the largest remaining true investment bank after all of its competitors had converted to a BHC status, may soon regret it and said it did not join its peers. Why? For the same reason why on November 1st, the day after MF Global filed for bankruptcy, we tweeted, here is why Jefferies, seventh largest bank, is in deep doo-doo. The reference, of course, is how now legendary prospectus of MF Global, 6.25% notes of bonds for 2016 that had the infamous Cosign Keyman event. Interest rate applicable to the notes will be subject to an increase of 1% upon the departure of Mr. Corzine as our full-time chief executive officer due to his appointment to a federal position by the President of the United States and in confirmation of that appointment by the United States Senate prior to July 1st, 2013. So they had plans for the boy, didn't they? They had plans for the boy. By the way, what is the re-election slogan of Obama? 4 more years of the same crap? At this point, the only appointment Obama may give Corzine is that of a presidential pardon for a criminal felony. Of course, assuming Corzine brings a sleeping bag to Zuccotti Square, the only offense for which he may ever be arrested. Alas, Jefferies and the six other banks do not have that luxury. As of late this afternoon, this was written yesterday, all six were sued by pension funds who said the bonds offering perspective concealed problems that led to the futures brokerage collapse, precisely as Zero Hedge expected. And unfortunately for Jefferies, this may well be the final nail in their coffin, because while the market had punished the bank for its exposure, the biggest unknown in the past 2 weeks was whether and when it would be sued precisely for its MF Global liability. That time is now up. Next up, every single entity
that was impaired in part or in whole as a result of the MF Global bankruptcy will follow suit and sue the same banks, same seven banks, of which only Jefferies does not have the benefit of a backstop. Who's the backstop? Once again, you and I. Now, why should we bail them out for fraud, though? Why should we bail them out for fraud? Other defenses include several officials associated with MF Global, including John Corzine. Friday's lawsuit may be one of the earliest efforts for investors to recover any money from the relatively deep-pocket defendants, but they believe may share in responsibility. Bank of America spokesman Shirley Norton declined to comment. The remaining banks did not immediately respond to the request for comment. According to the complaint, the registration statements and prospectus of about $900 million. See, the way they toss these numbers around, well, that isn't like much, unless it was your $40,000. Unless it was your $150,000. Then, and you can't get it, you've been wiped out. Oh, no big deal. We still get our bonuses. They were using high leverage, investing heavily in risky European sovereign debt, and not properly segregating clients' assets from its own. It said the seven banks helped draft the offering documents and sell the notes, collecting $21 million in fees, but that their failure to conduct an adequate due diligence investigation was a substantial factor. The lawsuit was brought on behalf of the IBEW, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 90, Pension Fund in Connecticut, and the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, Local 562 Pension Fund in Missouri. And it seeks class action status. But think of all the other unions. These two guys just jumped out of the gate. The Plumbers Union, the Pipe Fitters Union. Sorry, Brent. The Public Employees Union. Oh, got to bail them out. It seeks damages for investors between February 3rd, 2011 and October 31st, 2011 in MF Global Securities, including its 1.8% convertible senior notes maturing in 2016. And to everyone who may have lost money or had their capital locked up indefinitely by these bankrupt firms, which we are 100% certain will see all of its valuable assets picked off by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. We suggest you familiarize yourself with this lawsuit, IBEW Local 90 Pension Fund, versus Corzine. And it's been filed in Southern District Court of New York. And perhaps enjoin it, because one person who's getting very familiar with its contents right now is Jefferies CEO, Dick Handler. Whoa. Tip of the iceberg, folks. Now, Germany's not going to bail out Italy. Just heard word that Moody's has downgraded France. Italy needs $800 billion. France needs more than that. Spain, they're on life support. But all this money is not to further their economy. It's going to put them, say, cut all your pensions, cut all your payrolls, cut your food stamps, cut your retirement programs, cut your Social Security. At the same time, all this money is just being washed right through to the banks that created the paper money out of thin air anyway. Now, the euro don't have it. And the euro was allegedly at one time backed by gold reserves, but it's not. They print it. So if they print and throw in, let's say, $6 trillion, well, that's going to have a little inflationary effect. But it also puts them $6 trillion more in debt. And Germany's saying, I don't think so. We're okay. So now if the euro falls apart, the IMF will come in. The IMF doesn't, they create money, and the members of nations are. And guess who funds the IMF? We fund 60 to 70% of it. Now, the IMF can go to Bernanke, the Federal Reserve, bypass Congress, bypass the president, and say, Bernanke, you got this little crime family going here in New York. Could you print up, oh, $13 trillion for us? Because they already did $16 trillion, you know. And Bernanke doesn't know where the money went. Somebody does. And so Bernanke can just transfer the digits to the IMF, and IMF can transfer them to the EU, and the EU can distribute it, if there still is an EU, distribute to the member nations, and then they get to pay it right back to the banks. In fact, I doubt if they'll even get the money because they won't trust them. And they'll say, okay, we credited, we made a direct payment to your creditor bankers. We okay with that? And what are they going to do? And what are they going to do? So now look what the money supply did. And don't forget, we've got to print $2.5 trillion to get by the next 12 months. We can't pay our bills. But that's okay. Deficit financing is good. No, it's not. That's one thing we should have learned from our ancestors in the Depression. Own everything or they can take it away from you. It's same thing with gold and silver. Oh, boy. You cannot believe the exposure of gold and silver. These banks are leveraged 30-1. J.P. Morgan has leveraged silver contract futures at 100-1. You heard my opening statement. The major brokerage dealer for the commodities. Get out of commodities. It's going to crash. That means the gold and silver paper industry is going to crash. Physical is going to go through the roof. My name's John. The phone number is 888-313-9443.
Molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, I'm back. You're back. We're all back. Wow. And the TV is an illusion. We know that. It's the Matrix. The reality is preparing yourself for what's coming our way. Now, I know storable food
is a wonderful thing. Many, 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 many people, I'm proud of you, can your own stuff. It's one of the most affordable ways to do it. Even if you have to go down to the farmer's market and buy it, it's probably cheaper than trying to grow it by the time you figure out all the cost up front for that. But in some people buy, and I've got a little bit, the dehydrated, the freeze-dried, and I made damn sure mine was pre-Fukushima. And I've got some stories coming up in the next hour. We're going to hit the radiation thing hard and heavy because it's coming at us hard and more heavy than you know. I'm probably one of the handful of people in media that are sounding the alarm bells on this. I'm looking at a beautiful picture postcard morning, well, except it's cloudy, of the Rockies and a snowfield and a meadow, hotter than a firecracker. I know that. I don't need a testing equipment to go out and tell me that. Same way nationwide. 80%, well, I'll get into all that stuff later. But now, for those of you who can't afford to go out and spend $1,500 for a year's supply of food, just go down to McDonald's and buy, 300 Happy Meals. 300 Happy Meals. You'll blow them away. I want 300 Happy Meals. Load them in your backseat of your car. You might eat one or two if you want. And just take them home and put them in your closet and forget about them. You don't need to wrap them. You don't need to vacuum seal them. You don't need to freeze dry them. And they have a shelf life, unprotected, unwrapped, for at least 8 years. You can sit that out on your open counter. The bugs won't even eat it. Bacteria and mold will not even touch it. And the preservatives that are in there will make it look just like the day you bought it in 2011. Swear. You think Twinkies have a shelf life? A fast food burger. And I'm not picking on McDonald's. They're all the same. And look how many people are lined up going through that window every morning, every afternoon, every evening. Whether it's Jack in the Box, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. You can't even name all of them. And look at our population. And look what they've done, brainwashing the kids with the TVs and the clowns and the presents and the playgrounds. Take me, Graham. Take me, Graham. I was chatting with a friend yesterday who just... I said, Pizza Hut cheese. It's got silicone in it. And most of them do. Godfathers, you know, talk to Kane. Hey, why are you putting WD-40 in the freaking cheese, buddy? You know what it does to kids? And this is the diet. Not to mention the pesticides, the MDO or the GMOs. So if you can't afford good storable food, go down and buy 500 Happy Meals. Just put them in the closet, and they'll be just look the same when you pull them out 4 years from now. Doubt me? Look it up. In fact, I want you to doubt everything I say. Don't believe a word I say. Check things out for yourself. Ooh, Big Mac time.
Ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800